Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about Harlem Renaissance. Now, what was the Harlem Renaissance? Harlem Renaissance was a literary and cultural movement. It took place between the 1920s and 1930s, and it was centered around the district of Harlem in New York City in America, USA. And the movement put considerable emphasis on the African heritage of African blacks or Afro-American community in United States. And as I said, that it was both a literary and cultural movement. So by that, you know, it means that in dance, in music, painting, sculpture, all of these other areas were influenced during this period. So basically it was a period of artistic creativity by the Afro-American community in United States. And in 1925, a person called Ellen Locke published an anthology of, you know, fiction, poetry, essays by African and the American community, and the title of this anthology was The New Negro. The New Negro. But who were the main or important figures, literary figures or important people associated with this movement? Though this movement was quite big, but some of the important names which you should keep in mind are Langston Hughes, then County Cullen, then Jean Toomer, then Claude McKay. Okay, Langston Hughes, County Cullen, then Jean Toomer, and Claude McKay. And this anthology that I spoke about, the New Negro, it was important because it helped to define the spirit of the Harlem Renaissance. Okay, that's why this anthology is important. And this anthology was edited by, as I said, Ellen Locke. So what was the significance of the Harlem Renaissance? Of course, one significance we can understand that if you have a lot of literature, that is in itself a big achievement. But the Harlem Renaissance was a turning point in black cultural history. It helped Afro-American community, particularly artists and writers, gain more control over the representation of black culture and experience. And it provided them a place in Western high culture. The Harlem Renaissance also laid the groundwork for all later Afro-American literature, and it had an enormous impact on black consciousness, you know, the world over. And the participants of this Harlem Renaissance celebrated their African heritage and embraced self-expression. They rejected the long-standing stereotypes which the whites of America during that time and earlier had created for them. One more point I want to add is, what was the poetry of the Harlem Renaissance like? Though there were plenty of poets, but I like to point out specifically two poets. One is Langston Hughes and the other is County Cullen. Now, County Cullen said that, you know, he would like to draw on all sources for the ideas of his poetry. For example, not just his African heritage, but also John Keats and some other white poets, or the poets which white Americans think that they belong to them. On the other hand, Langston Hughes said that, you know, rely more on your own traditions, means Afro-American or the methods suggested by black poets. So, County Cullen considered the Anglo-American poetic tradition to belong as much to him as to any white American of his age. But Langston Hughes, you know, famously in his manifesto, the manifesto which was titled The Negro Artist and the Racial Mountain, that came out in 1926. Okay, The Negro Artist and the Racial Mountain. He said that black poets should create a distinctive Negro art combating any urge within the race towards whiteness. Okay, so broadly means that, you know, you should resist any urges to imitate white poets or white traditions.